from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Saudi Arabia's anti-corruption crackdown continues with dozens of princes, officials, and businessmen arrested and potentially facing trial. Traveling in Asia, President Donald Trump tweeted he had great confidence in King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, adding they know what they're doing and referred to those targeted as having milked the country for years. The crackdown doesn't surprise University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis.
Saudi Arabia has been rife with corruption for many years, not surprising given the enormous wealth and the fact that it's virtually held entirely by a single extended family and a few cronies who are on good terms with him.
Saudi Arabia also warned a missile strike from Yemen may amount to an act of war, calling it a blatant military aggression by Iran. Tehran denies arming the Houthis, and its foreign minister blasted the Saudis for causing death and destruction in Yemen. The Saudi coalition cut air, sea, and land links to Yemen. The transport minister of the Houthi rebel government in Sana'a denounced the move, saying it will be felt by the Yemeni people who are increasingly poor and starving. Hours before polls were to open, Liberia's Supreme Court Monday put a presidential election runoff on hold until the country's election commission investigates claims of irregularities in last month's first round. Third-place finisher Charles Brumskine filed the challenge.
Our effort is about the hundreds of thousands of Liberians who were denied the right to vote.
Brumskine said the challenge was about those who stood in line for hours to vote for a particular candidate only to realize their votes weren't counted. The two leading candidates in the runoff, former football star George Weah, Vice President Joseph Boakai. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is in South Korea as part of a regional tour that's been dominated by North Korea's weapons development. During a stop in Japan Monday, the president spoke of the two nations' shared bond facing up to challenges like North Korea.
America and Japan face many challenges, many opportunities. There are many things we face, but we will be facing them together in friendship and as allies.
Mr. Trump and Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe agreed that all options are on the table when it comes to dealing with North Korea and its missile and nuclear threat. Mr. Abe said it's time to exert maximum pressure on Pyongyang. The U.S. Air Force has acknowledged that it failed to provide information as required about the criminal history of the gunman, who was dishonorably discharged and killed 26 people at a Texas church Sunday. That would have blocked his legal access to firearms. Former Airman Devin Kelly also wounded 20 others at the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs. Freeman Martin is with the Texas Department of Public Safety.
We can confirm that the suspect did not have a license to carry. The suspect did have a non-commissioned, unarmed private security license, similar to a security guard at a concert type situation. There were no disqualifiers entered into the National Crime Information Center database that would preclude him from receiving a private security license.
Kelly died of self-inflicted gunshot wound. Investigators said the shooting may have been motivated by a domestic dispute. The U.S. Monday said it is partially resuming issuing visas in Turkey after receiving assurances its staff will be safe following a number of detentions. The announcement came on the eve of a visit to Washington by Turkey's Foreign Minister Binali Yildirim. The U.S. said it was deeply concerned about the fate of two members of the Turkish staff that have been detained and of Americans arrested under a state of emergency. Former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's right-of-center coalition appears headed to victory in an election in Sicily that could herald his political comeback ahead of next May's national vote in Italy. The issues propelling it to apparent victory include high unemployment, debt, immigration, and sluggish growth. A Pakistani diplomat posted to the country's consulate in Jalalabad was shot and killed Monday by unknown gunmen riding a motorcycle. In Islamabad, the Afghan charge d'affaires was summoned to the foreign ministry with a demand the assailants be brought to justice. On Wall Street Monday, the three major stock indices closed again in record territory, with the benchmark Dow Jones Industrials Average Index inching up to 23,548, powered in part by a rise in oil prices and tensions in top oil exporters, Saudi Arabia. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.